Our top story. It certainly is a silly season in Maharashtra. Stand-up comedian Kunal Kamra is receiving death threats over a joke. Kamra claims he has received 500 calls with the callers threatening him. He will appear before the Mumbai police soon after a week. The ruling Shiv Sena continues to justify vandalism, calling it reaction to an action. Let's be clear that vandalism is absolutely unacceptable. An unacceptable response to a joke which many see as not funny. But no matter how defamatory or slanderous it may be, violence has to be condemned. First up the story, and then we ask on the show, why are the politicians so thin-skinned? And joining me on the show tonight, we have Clyde, who is from NCP Sharad Pawar faction, Krishna Hegde, spokesperson of the Shinde faction, Tara Deshpande, actor, writer, Apar Gupta, lawyer and executive director, Internet Freedom Foundation. And we also have Paul Rupen, stand-up comedian. I'm going to begin with you, Paul. What is not funny here?
I don't know if it's not funny. I think that what is funny is completely subjective. And at the start, I want to say, like, people who are offended by this absolutely have the rights to be offended by it. And each one can feel how they feel. But I think what is sad about the entire thing is that it ended in violence, right? And anyone being hurt or they're being lost to property for any reason, right? Be it because of a joke or be it because of an opinion, is what is damage. And if this conversation could lead to that change, and if a joke can be taken as a joke or if an opinion can be taken as an opinion, and we could seek other ways in which we can express our feelings non-violently, we have all progressed as a society. And hopefully this is a good conversation starter on how we can reach that place of society and not resort to violence, not resort to vandalism, and not resort to hooliganism. So that part of it is still not funny, right? The reaction of it is quite sad, quite grievous, and quite grave.
Okay, Apar, your thoughts on this entire episode?
I personally feel like... Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, Apar.
Okay, apart from this...
That's a question for Apar Gupta.
I look back in time, actually, it reminds me of Bal Thackeray had passed away and the city had shut down. And that gave rise to a social media post which led to a mob actually surrounding the houses and eventually a police station, which resulted in the Shreya Singhal case. Okay. Hmm. And in the Shreya Singhal case, the Supreme Court had struck Section 66A, which had phrases such as grossly menacing, annoyance, harmful. Because the basis of the Supreme Court decision was that whether it be comedy or any form of freedom of speech and expression which is exercised by us, there is a very narrow confine of what criminal law can prosecute. And what we are seeing today is that we have failed in our democratic maturity of assimilating the verdict in Shreya Singhal versus Union of India, where a joke on a political leader has sent the response not only is criminal in terms of filing criminal cases and the Maharashtra Home Minister making these statements, but there's also vandalism as well as disorderly conduct by those office bearers of a political party without the political leadership of that political party saying, do not engage in violence. At least this is the state we govern. You should not destroy public property or private property.
Yes. Any form of vandalism, as we have been saying, is certainly something which should not be acceptable in any ways and has to be condemned even by the party which has indulged in that vandalism. Krishna Hegde, late Bala Sahib Thackeray, as Apar was pointing out, we remember him as a cartoonist, someone who enjoyed satire on politicians as much as he was a politician himself. What really happened to all those who believed in the principles of Bala Sahib Thackeray? I mean, you claim certainly that you are his follower and believer.
Of course, Maria, we are the only ones, Shiv Sena, who believe in the ideology of Bala Sahib, and so do crores of, Indians all over India and across the world. And therefore, he's a Hindutva icon. But let me correct Apar. Even Bala Sahib did not tolerate this. Let me also tell you, this person, Kunal Kamra, there is a difference between a joke and an abuse. And after a pause, he abuses. You should hear that very clearly. This is a person who's spoken against the Prime Minister of India. He's spoken against the Union Home Minister. He's spoken against the people of India. He's spoken about against the Indian Republic. He's spoken against the Chief Justice of India. He's spoken against an actor.
Yeah, since, you know, since even yesterday, news, spokespersons news of your party highlighted that aspect, he spoke against the judiciary. What did the judiciary do?
No, he is banned from the airline. And he is also
Mr. Hegde, what did the judiciary do when he spoke against the Chief Justice?
Let the judiciary take the call. What are we saying? We are just saying that the illegal construction which was there in the hotel, possibly notices have been served earlier, but at that time they were not in public view because that hotel was not popular, Unicontinental. Today it is in the public eye and the BMC has realized that they have served the notice and they demolished it. So are you trying to support illegal construction? I don't think we can support illegal construction, and therefore whatever is illegal will go, and that is what has happened with the hotel. So how is the party involved? It is the BMC.
No, it is your party which indulged in
and similarly, if you look at the past also, whether it is Narayan Raneji's house, who tried to bulldoze his house, who tried to attack him, who tried to demolish Kangana Ranaut's house, who has smashed so many workers of other parties trying to say anything against the UBT. There is a particular party, and therefore we do not want to get into
MS. That's what I'm saying. There are multiple instances.
Or what about?
And it's a long list.
We want to just talk about.
It's a long list, and I'm going to talk about all this list.
Our party will not tolerate what Kunal Kamra has done.
In Bengal, to Asim Trivedi, who was arrested on charges of sedition for displaying cartoons during the Anna Hazare protest in November 2011. Then you have Marathi actor Ketaki Chitale, who was arrested a day after she made a derogatory post on social media against NCP Supremo Sharad Pawar. One moment. Then you have a 2012 incident. A case was registered against Mahapatra at the East Jadavpur police station for allegedly making cartoons against Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee. So just about every politician has done so. And hence, Clyde, you have nothing much to say either. I mean, you had bulldozers at Kangana Ranaut's house. And there is also that instance of arrest of a Marathi actor.
So, Mare, there are two parts to this. One is the BMC taking action, and if there's something illegal and the BMC has taken it, fair enough.
Yes,
that's
BMC
the law.
Decides to take an action only after a statement is made against your leader.
Yeah. Maria, can I finish, Maria?
Yes. Please?
Okay, thank you very much. Point here is vandalism and the BMC taking action, and why the BMC took action, that also can be introspected and looked into. There was an ulterior motive, or actually they went and there was illegal construction. But the point what we are talking about here is vandalism. Nobody gets the right to go and things on their own. Yesterday, those people who went there, they were not from the BMC. And those people in that comedy house had nothing to do with Kamra's speech. And let me tell you something. Yes, there is freedom of speech in our country, but we have to draw the line. And if Kamra has crossed the line, there is the judiciary. File a defamation case against him. There is a law. Let the law take its course. You know, but what the strange and funny part is, a lot of us did not even bother to see Kamra's video until somebody called us and said, "Sir, uske upar aap bite denge kya?" I said, "What bite about Kamra?" Because the Shiv Sena themselves went and said that Kamra is speaking against their leader, whereas he didn't even mention the name. So the people from the Shiv Sena gave him publicity. Kunal Kamra, I don't watch his comedy, and I don't know how popular he is, but these people are making him popular. The point here is there's no room for violence in our country. And if there's something wrong, let the law take its course. Let the judiciary come into play. And question about BMC going and, whether it's Kangana Ranaut or Kunal Kamra, well, we have all the possible, things in front of us. File a case.
You
if know, wrong has been done, go ahead and do it. And one more thing. Let me finish, Maria. 30 seconds.
Politicians become, thick-skinned only when they are in opposition. And when they are in government...
Not necessary.
Of them behave the same. They use their power.
Maria, I need to make a point, please.
Yes.
I'm not here to... I don't shy from a question, Maria. You know that. Going to answer your question. Point here is, two wrongs do not make a right. Let me be very clear. I know the Shiv Sena spokesperson waits to answer my question, but I'm telling you one thing and hear me out. It's very clear. Two wrongs do not make a right. These are the same people who cried horse when things were done to Kangana Ranaut or Ketki Chitle are doing the same thing. So if that was wrong, this is wrong too. As simple as that. If we did wrong, fair enough, go ahead and prove it that we did wrong. That means this also
perhaps
is wrong.
She'll have a different opinion than many. Tara?
That's what I'm trying to say.
All the issues in Mumbai are sorted out. And all the promises made by Devendra Fadnavis, Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar government implemented, and that's the reason why they have a new issue at hand.
That's a tough one to say, because you need clear evidence to make a statement like that. With politics and politicians, we always know there's a backstory, there's something underlying the existing situation that we're in. But there are a couple of important points here. One is that in India, first of all, the freedom of speech is not an absolute right. There are restrictions to the freedom of speech in India, number one. The second thing is that we say the pen is mightier than the sword. Now, while I do not ever condone any form of violence, words can also be very violent. And you have to understand that social media moves faster than a court of law today. You go out there free of charge, free of cost, you put out a video that goes to millions of people and you hurt somebody. Some of the words that were used were not just, depending on who's listening to them or who has an opinion on them, they were not just wrong or incorrect. Some of them were very hurtful words. So how does a person react to this? Yes, they should go to the judiciary. Yes, they should file a case. But that takes a really long period of time. They need to find a strategy where they can move faster, but without any form of violence. I also think that, we have to understand that comedy is not samaj seva. Comedians are not, sudharaks and social reformers, though I'm sure that when they win the Mark Twain Prize, they'd like to believe that their work has brought about political and social change. That's great. But they do this for a living. They earn a living out of this. And everything today is clickbait. The more followers you have, the more subscribers you have, the more views you have, the more money you make and the more endorsements you make. But who is the butt end of your joke? You are using the freedom of speech as a tool here to achieve your living. And you are making somebody the butt end of your jokes, and that's how you make money. But the person who is the butt end of your jokes, his career could be harmed. His voter base could be insulted and hurt. He could actually be in deep trouble if his brand or his image is tarnished. How does he protect himself? Now, yes, you shouldn't go and vandalize a venue and break chairs. Most definitely not. But it is a very serious matter. You know, it's very easy for comedians to say, oh, you shouldn't be offended. Take the joke. Now, I'm someone who loves stand-up comedy. I didn't think Kunal Kamra's comedy was very good, to be honest. I thought that ditty was just very lazy comedy. But I love stand-up comedy. But you have to understand that standing behind the, oh, don't get offended, you get so offended, you need to be thick-skinned. Well, how would you feel if things were said about your family, about your country, and about you?
I think, Paul Rupin, I think that's... is this lazy comedy?
I don't think it's lazy comedy. I think, on the other hand, it is an attempt to make the entire audience laugh at something that's happening. Now, this is one part. He definitely talked about politics. He definitely talked about what's happening in the country. He also talked about how women who are raped do not have justice. He also talked about how male rights are right now unnecessarily being talked about when there's already enough emphasis given on them and so little emphasis given on female rights, right? He's covering a wide spectrum of topics. Yes, some of these topics are difficult topics. Yes, some of these topics offend people. But it is just a tool
Paul, I have another point here. You know...
Right.
I don't know about your political affiliations. So when you do a comedy, it will be seen as satire, sarcasm on one and all.
Not
and
on
political
one and
class
all. So,
is invariably a target of comedians, which is all right. Society at large
But it's not
is,
always the case.
Yeah,
it's not
but that's fine. Case. You know, but with Kunal Kamra, his political affiliations are something that he wears on his sleeves. Do you think
right.
that's where the problem lies?
And why is that wrong, right? And I would also argue, let's say there's a person the other
then,
other
then
end of the political spectrum.
Then it becomes that you are almost like a pawn in the hands of a political class.
So I think
target,
that's what the debate is.
To target
the debate is,
their political opponents.
Did he accept money to speak badly or to, you know, libel against someone. And see, the thing with comedy is you speak your opinions and you feel what is right, and then you make jokes about what you feel is true and personal to you, right? And sometimes that could really offend people, right? But possibly that is something that is close to a comedian's heart. And this could be politics, this could be educational systems, this could be the justice system, this could be life in India, this could be the family system in India. It's a wide spectrum of things. And yes, there will be people who are offended. And sometimes people have to be offended about it, right? People have to be offended in order to start a conversation and saying, like, you know what? Why am I offended about this, right? I feel offended about this, and let me have a conversation and come to the deeper understanding of what really is upsetting and why is this person wrong and why am I feeling bad about it. It's just a starting point. We are not, like, I think you are right, ma'am. It's not Samaj Seva. We are not trying to change anything, right? And if a comedian is actually trying to change something, it's a very delayed process, because the only thing that we can do is start a conversation, right? And you being a writer yourself, you know this, that art is just there to start a conversation, right? And if there is a person who is actually taking money and saying, like, you know what, I'm going to do comedy just to diss this person, that person is definitely a pawn, right? But that is not the case over here. And that's not the case with people doing political comedy. And you're incorrect in understanding. I think larger India is incorrect in understanding that people are doing political comedy just because it sells. And I'll tell you this, to do comedy, to actually be funny is very, very hard. You first have to find out the topics that make you funny. And live audiences will let you know like this that you're horrible at comedy if you choose topics that you cannot pull off.
But
there are very few people who are able to pull off political
Apar,
comedy.
What happens is, before I give the last word to Tara, Apar, what invariably happens is that, you know, comedy to some is, and what is funny to some is unfunny to the other group. Because that's what the political comedy is all about. That you can't please all, and you can't be sarcastic towards all.
Yes. And I would say that it's easier for us to choose today what we intend to laugh on, if that's where we would spend our time, or on what we want to go ahead and do an act of vandalism. Now, of course, what I want to emphasize here is that just look at the facts here. There's a stand-up comic. There are a lot of people who don't like him for his previous sets as well. But at the same time, the direction of the satire is towards the deputy chief minister of a state. This is a person who enjoys a very high level of power, also has a very large budget, which I'm quite sure is used towards promotion of schemes alongside his own image and name. Now, is it not open to us as citizens to laugh at him, and also do those jokes need to be now vetted as to whether they are found to be appropriate or found to be offensive? This is a public personality, and here the standards are much higher, where you need to actually look at whether there's actual malice or if there is an expression which you may found to be offensive, but may not find foul of the law itself. And I think here there is a very important distinction to be made about who are we making these jokes on. Because political satire and comedy quite often will be on people who are immensely popular, win votes, win elections, and yet there will be a constituency which does want to laugh at them. And here I think the easiest solution which is offered to us is, if we don't feel like laughing, we may want to just close
mute
that tab or change the channel.
Yes,
Maria, I need a minute, please.
Yes, please go ahead, Mr. Hegde. You know, because you are
the problem here is that you are talking about
the conspiracy angle also here. But
no,
if there is a conspiracy,
you,
then you should be taking, you know, the entire investigation should happen rather than your karyakartas indulging in hooliganism.
I think every leader in Maharashtra or India is open to criticism, and we welcome that as well, because without criticism, we can't improve. But the important thing is, after Kunal Kamra had this show, within 37 minutes, Sanjay Raut tweets his show, tweets this particular you know, section of the show, and says, Kunal ka kamal. And that is what we are coming into, that this is a contract which he has taken from these people. Secondly, let me tell you, there is a spontaneous reaction from our karyakartas. Wherever there is a reaction, there is going to be a action. And this is not new with the Shiv Sena. It has been like this for since 1966. And let me tell you that people like Kunal Kamra or this Ranveer Alabadia or this Muslim guy who abuses Hindu gods and goddesses, this is not funny.
You are going after our Prime Minister, our Home Minister, our Chief Justice. You're going after the government. You're going after the Republic. You're going after the people of India. This is absolutely not funny. This is not a stand-up comedy.
Okay, so this is not funny. This is not funny is what you feel.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can debate at length about what is funny and what is not funny.
Mara, give me 10 seconds.
No, sir, I have just enough time for Tara. So I want to know from how can stand-up comedians be politically correct? Isn't that too much of expectations from them? That's not in sync with their art form.
No one watches.
I don't think comedy would be much fun if people had to be politically correct. Sure. I agree with a lot of what many people here are saying. In part, many of the things that they're saying bring a lot of value to this conversation. See, I think sometimes, you know, a lot of the young comedians in India want freedom of speech in India to be the way freedom of speech is in the United States. They all emulate many American and British comedians. But India is a different kettle of fish. We have different sensitivities here. We have a very different culture here. And I think usse thoda sa samajh lena chahiye. But I think also it's important to understand where do you draw the line. You know, if this is offensive, then tomorrow that can be offensive. Anything can be offensive. This is a very tough call to make because freedom of speech and defending it has always been complicated and complex the world over. But I do believe, you know, I'll tell you personally, for instance, there were certain words that were used in that ditty, which I didn't think was, as I said earlier, I didn't like it. I didn't think it was very clever. That upset me a little bit because, you know, they made mention of the deputy chief minister's profession. You know, the reason I respect Eknath Shindeji and I respect Narendra Modi ji is not because of where they are today. It's because of where they've come from. You know, they have come right from the bottom and reached the top. And that is something that has to be respected. I don't believe that you should be attacking that part of somebody's life. You know, to me, that was a little bit more offensive than actually the rest of it. But again, that's my personal point of view. Not everybody has to agree with me.
Respect a person's life journey, his or her struggles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I completely agree with Tara. You have to respect every individual for what they've done.
Yes.
You have political differences. Political ideologies are different. But my point is very simple. Like somebody said, you have the right to be offended. Yes, you have the right to be offended, but you do not have the right to take the law in your hands. We have a judiciary. We have the law. Let them take its course. Don't take the law in your hands. You're offended. Express it. There are ways of expressing it. Violence is not, vandalism is not a way of expression. So don't get personal, don't cross the line. But at the same time, the other side cannot get so personal that they go and vandalize something. You know, so that's the point. Respect our, you know, constitution, respect our judiciary, respect our law, and let the law take its course. It's as simple as that.
Yes, respect institutions. But again, you know, I would bring back Apar here. The intent, as you said, was it said with malice, is the point here.
Yeah.
Apar.
Yes. That's a matter of interpretation. Sure, the thing is for that.
But how do you find an answer to that? Was it said with malice, or was the larger intent to hurt sentiments?
Why were people laughing? Is the question. Like, they shouldn't have laughed if it was just malicious. Then no one should have laughed.
Nobody should laugh now?
Nobody should have laughed. If it was hurtful, everyone should have just been silent. How come people are laughing in that video? This is strange.
Oh, come on, Paul.
So laughter becomes a problem now.
It must be recorded applause for all you know.
Are you being sarcastic or are you like actually saying it?
No, I think Paul is being sarcastic.
You know, Maria, there have been good comedians in India, whether it's Johnny Walker, Johnny Lever, Mehmood Saab, or now even Kapil Sharma and so many of them. But I don't think what this guy did was comedy. What he got from us was a reaction to his action. And if he continues this way, he'll get more reactions to more actions. So it's better.
Okay, so there is a warning here as well.
So let me just
say one thing.
Yes, Apar.
This kind of coded language, sir, is very clear what you're trying to
say.
Indicate.
It's hardly coded.
I'm not saying it very clearly. The party will not condone any acts of violence by your workers.
But do you not feel you can have a conversation and solve this?
It's important, sir, to It's important, sir, to stand by the law, sir, because those are the very basis.
So let the law take its course. The police has summoned him. Why is he hiding in Tamil Nadu and Pondicherry?
I'm urging
you to
follow the constitution, sir.
He should depose before the police. The police has issued him a summons. He should come before the police.
Sir, I'm not defending him on that. I'm not defending. I'm saying,
so let him depose before the police.
Own up to your responsibility, sir, as a political party, not to condone any act of vandalism, especially in the city that you rule, sir. Isn't that completely against the democratic mandate you've been handed by the people in Mumbai?
See, the people understand what Kunal Kamra is all about. You can't go around abusing everybody and think everyone is going to be quiet. Obviously, there is going to be a reaction. So if Kunal Kamra has to do genuine comedy, we are all with him. But if Kunal Kamra is going to just go on abusing people, whether it's news anchors or ministers or actors or on the airline and get banned everywhere, that's his problem, not ours.
I have a question for sir. Do you think jokes against a person in power without the abuse, right?
Not at all.
That's just a question.
Even our founder, Sanmanya Hindurudai Samrat Balasaheb Thackerayji, was a cartoonist, and I think he has made several cartoons on other leaders as well and other people. So we take it with a pinch of salt, but there has to be humor. It can't be abuse. And what he did with that video of his. And yesterday I circulated another video. He's abusing the constitution. They're abusing the people of India. Abusing the country. He's abusing the administration and abusing the police.
Sir,
so I don't know where he gets his. I think he's nutty. I think he's lost the plot.
Okay. Let's end this discussion now, and perhaps let's pray that everybody has that very much needed funny bone, and we have politicians who are thick-skinned as well. So, Paul, thank you so much for joining us. Apar, Tara, Krishna Hegde, and Clyde, thank you for joining us.